if he were upset with an individual, it might not have anything to do with his ancestry, but he'd say, well, that sorry old bastard did so and so.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the word loving used this way? You might say, well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy's even a lot
more loving.
Okay. Yes, let's see. If I had a brother and he had a son, that son would be my...
Your nephew.
Okay. And you would say that my mother's sister, that would be...
Your aunt.
Right. Okay. What about a child whose parents have both died? You'd say he's...
He's an orphan.
What about the adult who's appointed to look after him? He's the...
Guardian.
Say if your house is full of people like your aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins, you'd say that the house is full of your...
Of my relatives.
Anything else you might call them?
I refer to them as my family. Kinfolk.
What about if somebody's telling you that they've seen somebody who looks a lot like you, may even have the same last name, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I'm no to her.
Kin to her.
Okay. Well, somebody who comes into town, nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
A newcomer?
Okay.
A tourist?
All right. Something besides that?
Visitor?
Stranger?
Stranger.
Okay. What about somebody from another country?
Foreigner?
Would you ever... Yeah. Would you ever use that word in referring to somebody who's not necessarily from another country?
Oh, I have.
How would you use it, for example?
In jest, you know. Somebody from another state coming in, and call them foreigner.
You're calling them foreigner?
Oh, foreigner. Oh, yes, that's what not...
Jokingly.
Yeah. There were some of these things my mother just wouldn't permit us to say, and I guess that was one of them.
So I'm asking you some proper names just for pronunciation. The name of the mother of Jesus in the Bible, that was...
Mary.
Yeah. What about Washington's wife? She was...
Martha.
Okay. Let's see. Have you ever heard the song that went, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a boy's name? This would be short for William.
Bill.
Or...
Billy.
Okay.
Or Willie.
All right. What about a man's name? Matt would be short for...
Matthew.
Yeah. And a woman's name in the Bible, Abraham's wife was...
Sarah.
Okay. How would you refer to a woman who teaches school? You'd say she's a...
School teacher.
Have you ever heard any other terms?
School marm.
Do you think of that as old-fashioned?
Yes.
Okay. What about, how would you pronounce the last name, C-O-O-P-E-R?
I pronounce it Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you refer to a married woman who has that last name? You'd say, there goes...
Mrs. Cooper, or Ms. I don't like to say that anymore.
Do you use that for Mrs. or the new designation?
I had always said it for Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And now that this Ms. part has come in, I've tried to
make a
cease.
Distinction.
Cease.
Now this, I was mentioning earlier, but a preacher who's not really trained to be a preacher and probably does something else for a living and really not all that good at preaching, you heard him called a...
A jackbag preacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can other professions be referred to as jacklegs? Like
I've heard of jackleg carpenters or jackleg plumbers or anyone who was not actually trained could be a jackleg. Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of any